Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat Podcast, y'all. I am your host, JoJo.
And I'm Dyra.
Ooh, featuring Milo.
Yeah, our dog wants to be in the video, so. Anyways, this is episode 99. Can you believe it?
I mean, we should be at like 200 already. No way. We be missing episodes.
No, we do not miss episodes like
no,
that.
No. Not that. Maybe not that heavy, but we definitely have been like missing some. And, you know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't tell the truth. And that's that. I would have skipped this week too. But, you know, we making it.
Here we are.
Yeah, we're making it.
So for episode 100, we really want to like celebrate it together and with you guys. We were thinking about bringing like a special guest, but
we gonna rock out solo dolo. How we been doing?
Right. And honestly, I feel like people would appreciate just meeting us in person, if anything. So we did put a poll out on our Instagram. And we asked you guys, like, when would be, like, the best day, either a Friday night or a Saturday night. And it came out to be, like, a even number or whatever. So we're going to do it on Friday, April 26th.
Yes.
So Friday night. Friday night, we're going to have a meetup in Jersey City. The location is TBD. But we're going to announce it like on our Instagram. So if you're not following us, I suggest following us on Instagram, and maybe closer to the date, we'll say, in the next episode, since that would be number 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still figuring it out, but we have one place in mind. We don't want it to be too loud and too crazy because obviously we want to be able to like talk to you guys. So it's not going to be like a big banger or anything like that, but maybe we'll take a shot or something.
Yeah.
Or something.
Just a mini, you know, celebratory and more so like, you know, get to meet, you know, some of you guys.
Yeah. We tried doing a meetup last year and the weather kept messing it up. So we were like, you know what? We're not going to count on the weather. We're not going to count on the weather this year. Might as well just do it like inside somewhere. So yeah, we hope that you guys can make it. And I really hope to, like, meet some people in person. Even if it's, like, just 5 people that show up, like, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm not expecting craziness.
I'm about to say, we have zero expectation that it's going to be this full out, like,
no, you know? Yeah, it's not going to be nothing crazy. So if that's what you, that's what you want,
right.
It's not it for sure.
Yeah. So pop in, say what's up, you know, and then do your own thing. What are we chatting about? We got any catch-ups, updates?
Oh, we don't have a cookie question.
You know, some things stick and some things don't.
We did have a voicemail, but it got cut off. So if you are going to leave a voicemail, we recommend trying to have it like under 2 minutes. Just so we can really like listen to it and then put it on the podcast, because we don't want you guys to get cut off, especially when it's like a long story. But yeah, so
to be honest, keep it down to like 60 seconds.
It's hard sometimes.
I know it do be hard, and I get it. You know, like you want to get everything out, you want to get all the details in, but you know, sometimes that's also a long time to sit and listen.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about types of attraction, because apparently there are many different types of attraction.
There is. There's some people who you just shouldn't exceed certain things with. I feel like this is a fairly important topic, because when you think of attraction, ultimately you think physical, sexual, romantic-wise, you know, like I'm attracted to that person. I want to talk to that person. I want to get to know that person. I want to like this, like, I don't want to, you know, say vibe, but I don't know. You automatically just like think sexually, romantically, and those aspects. But it's like, you ever just are attracted to someone, but it's not off the strength of like I'm physically attracted to you,
yeah,
or your attributes, or like I'm sexually attracted to you. It's like I'm attracted to something about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who was it? Somebody, I don't think it was you, maybe it was you, or it was somebody, and they were like, I don't know what it is about young Miko. Like, she's pretty, but I don't think, like, I'm attracted to her for other reasons. And I don't think that it's because, like, you know. And young Miko is pretty. Mm-hmm. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. But somebody was just saying, like, eh, she's okay. But, like, something about her, like, presentation or, like, mm-hmm. her aura, like, or her swag, I guess it was, that, like, brings that attraction.
Yeah.
So I feel like that just goes to show, like, there's different ways where we find ourselves intrigued and, like, attracted to people. And sometimes it can be, like, hard to explain because no one sits down and talks about, oh, like, this is why. Like, you're usually confused and you don't know why. And I think then you confuse that with that physical, romantic, sexual attraction. And then that's when you're trying to shoot your shot and you're over here doing things you shouldn't be doing. And then realizing, like, oh, like, I didn't think it was going to go like that. Or I don't even really like you like that. Like, that didn't go how I thought. It's because you don't really like them like that.
I feel like there's certain people that, like, I've dated or, like, I've talked to that people were like, I don't know what you see in them. Like, they're not attractive. Or, like, ugh. Like,
you ever feel salty when I say, how many times have you been told that?
A couple of times.
But, like, from through, like, throughout dating the same person or, like, a couple people?
No, like, a couple people.
Now, at that point, were you, like, is it me? Like, am I blind? Or, like, is it, like,
no, I would
did
try
it bother
to,
you?
No, I would try to explain to them, like, yo, it's not all about, like, looks. Like, yeah. I don't want a fucking model. Like, it was, like, they're, like, intelligent or, like, there's, like, other things about them that, like, make them attractive. And I feel like there was just definitely some shallow people in my life that were like, they're not cute. You could do better. Like, they're not cute. You could do better. But I feel like it's hard to explain to someone, like, they're attractive to me because of this. And it's like, why do I even have to explain these things to you?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, again, different strokes for different folks. Like, who's for you isn't going to be for somebody else and vice versa. Right. And, like, we just have to accept that. But, again, just, like, how society is with having this imagination or this, like, you know, idea that pretty people have to be with pretty people. And sometimes who's, you know, like, we're not all pretty to everybody, so.
Right, exactly.
But everybody now tells her that she has a pretty partner, so.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm glad I'm the one.
I can't. Okay, so if you look it up, there's some people say there's 5 different types. Some people say there's 6. There's like 10, 11, whatever. We're going to go over a few today. I'm not sure if this is the full list. But there's emotional attraction, romantic, sexual slash sensual, physical, aesthetic, and then platonic. On this list, I would definitely add like intelligence. I don't know. I know that there's a word for it and I can't figure it out right now. But something in that like area. So for emotional, obviously it's the ability to want to be like emotionally present with someone, friends, family, partner. Romantic is attraction that makes people desire the romantic contact or interaction with another person. Sexual is attraction that makes people desire sexual contact or show sexual interest in another person. Physical is a desire to be around others, to be physically cared for and treated with love and affection. Aesthetic is the ability to admire someone's appearance without the need or desire to have physical, sexual, or romantic connection with them. And then platonic is a friendship that develops with another person in a non-romantic and non-sexual way. Your desire to be friends with them could be based on shared lifestyle or who they are as a person. You like them as a person. What do you think about that?
I think those are all valid. And those are very good examples and explanations of ways to, like, find yourself appealing or, like, someone appealing to you.
Mm-hmm. And then I had seen this, like, graph that kind of goes over, like, I'll link it, but it's like, what kind of attraction am I feeling? And it basically just talks about like how it can be difficult to figure out what exactly we're feeling. And sometimes you're just like confusing yourself. Like, am I sexually attracted to this person or like just romantically attracted.
Yeah.
But romantic attraction says, like, when you think to yourself, like, I can't help but, like, imagine a future with them. Or, like, I fantasize about kissing them, marrying them, moving in with them. I desire to be romantically involved with them. And, like that you have butterflies when you're near them or anything like that. So I feel like that would be, like, a regular,
like, example of, like, romantic attraction.
Pretty much. Sexual attraction is, I can't help but to fantasize about being sexually close with them or imagining them naked. Being near them arouses me a bit.
Mm. And, you get the tingles. Y'all remember when I talked about the tingles. If you don't tingle, you don't mingle.
It says, I feel a physical magnet towards this person. Then platonic attraction is, I feel like an emotional connection with this person. I feel like we're on the same wavelength and I can easily understand them. I feel like we're vibing and it's easy to talk to and share with them. I feel drawn to their energy. I'm very comfortable hanging out with them and I desire to know them and have them get to know me.
I feel like a lot of people are in that boat of, like, I have this platonic bond and relationship with this person. And then they, like, confuse it for, like, romantic. And then I feel like when you find yourself thinking, like, oh, you know, if I'm this comfortable, if I'm this open and, like, bonded to this person, like, why wouldn't I be romantically, you know, interested?
Yeah.
And then it's like you do mess with them or you do try to, like, go past that threshold and then you're like, I don't feel nothing. Like, I don't get those feelings as described in, like, romantic. Like, I don't.
Or, like, the feelings just aren't mutual.
Yeah.
I feel like this happens a lot with, like, the first person that you date when you, like, come out or, like, when you're, like, experimenting. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the first person that I dated, like, I feel like we definitely should have been friends. Because we were very, we were cool, but I feel like emotionally, I was just, like, a bit more emotionally mature than them. And I feel like just things were taken the wrong way. And it was just, like, drama all the time. Like, just a big drama.
Tragic. I think I feel like I see a lot of people who end up in relationships that they don't even know that they're in these relationships. And I kind of think, like, that's based off of the, we have this platonic bond, so I do all these things around you. And then the other person actually has the romantic feelings. And then think, like, oh, well, we're basically together. Like, we're doing all these. Because in all actuality, like, sometimes in a platonic relationship, you do all the things that, almost all the things, aside from maybe some of the physical, like, in terms of sexual or, like, kissing or anything, like, but you do have friends that kiss too. So it's like the lines are always blurred, but I feel like sometimes there are those one-sided to where, like, you see platonic, so this is normal to you.
Yeah.
And I see romantic and, like, I'm over here at Delulu thinking we're in a relationship, but you're like, no, we're just friends.
Right.
And I feel like that's very heavy in the community.
Yeah, that happens a lot. OMG. Then they have the aesthetic attraction where you think to yourself, this person has really cool style or a beautiful face, body, or I appreciate their beauty the same way I appreciate a beautiful sunset. I want to be around them in the same way I want to be around beautiful art. I feel a desire to stare at them or maybe even draw them. This one's a little creepy.
The stare and draw?
Yeah.
No, because they're just, like, so pleasing to the eye sometimes.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I feel like looks can only get you so far. So I feel like if you feel this way towards a person, like, oh my God, like, they're so cute. But as soon as they open their mouth, you're like, what the fuck? And it's like, it's not going to work long term because beauty's going to fade.
Yeah, but it's not even in a sense of, at least for, like, aesthetically pleasing. It's not even off the strength of, like, oh, you're just so pretty. Like, you have some people who, like, I'm not saying are ugly, like, they have, you know, don't know how to say that. But they're pretty and like they're cute, mm-hmm. but it's their the way they present themselves and the way that they carry themselves and things like right. that brings that aesthetic attraction. Right.
Like Young Miko.
Yeah. Yeah, like Young Miko is cute.
It's that Young Miko has swag.
Yeah, so like that makes it like 10 times like that gets you drawn in. You're like, mm-hmm. damn, like her fit is fire, or like her the shit she be wearing, or like mm-hmm. her tattoos, you know?
But you know, everyone's cute. We're just poor.
No. Because poor. There's like a level. There's like, you know, you're cute, you're pretty, like
I think there's levels, like you don't need anything. Like you don't need you could walk out, you don't need to do your hair or makeup, and you're just like naturally gorgeous mm-hmm. type of thing.
Right. There's some people who are naturally mm-hmm. gorgeous, and then there are people who are just like, you gorgeous because you got money.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them.
Yeah. And that's okay because you popping. Everybody would be popping, I'm sure, if they had money, but you do have some naturally beautiful people.
Yeah. And then the last one that I have here, it's sensual attraction. It says, this person makes me feel like this person makes me feel like I do when I see a big fluffy dog. I feel a strong desire to snuggle them or hug them or just be near them in a non-sexual way. I may fantasize about cuddling them or being close to them. I feel totally comfortable with their physical touch, whether it's a simple hand on my arm or a hug or a full-on cuddle. I may feel inclined to physically interact with them more than other people.
So it's like that affection. Mm-hmm. It's that affection friend. Do you have an affectionate friend?
Not super over affectionate, no. Like, I feel like regular, honestly. Yeah.
But I mean, it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I also think, like, maybe that's different for you because you get the affection at home. Mm-hmm. So, like, you get the affection from, like, your mom, mm-hmm. your dad, you know, your family mm-hmm. for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I don't, like, I mean, you know how we are. We tough yeah. love.
Yeah, I give my siblings a hug every time I see them.
Yeah, we don't do that. Now, like, my brother will give me a kiss or whatever. But, uh-huh. like, when I see my parents now, because I'm not seeing them all the time, like.
Well, now they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, because now I don't see them all the time. Yeah. But, like, when I would see them on the regular, it'd just be like, sup? Like, and that was it. But I will say, like, for the most part, I'm not, aside from, like, us, mm-hmm. I'm not really an affectionate person. But, yeah, over, like, the years, I've had, like, very, I don't know what it is that I attract very, like, affectionate yeah. friends.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love my friends. So it's, like, I think that's almost weird to some people.
Jasmine's, like, super affectionate, right?
Yeah, Jasmine's very, like, physical mm-hmm. and affectionate. Like, she's, like, hands down, like, just nice. And yeah. And when I first met her, I thought that was bullshit. And I was, like, giving fake. I tell her that every time. But she's actually genuinely, like, just a yeah. physical, affectionate person. And it's not off the strength of, like, oh, I like you, you know?
No, she's very, like, no. Yeah. I don't get those vibes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, like, that's cute. It's a little, we all need affection. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like my friends could be awkward when it comes to that. I mean, we give each other hugs every time we see each other.
Do y'all say I love you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, good.
But we don't do, like, overly affectionate stuff.
Yeah. When you first, like, saw me and my friends, did you think that was weird?
I mean, you guys, like, hump each other. It's like, shit.
We're dramatic. We are dramatic. But I think, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say that I would go and do that with everybody. And you've yeah. seen me with other, like, different people, like, new friends, just different. Like, you have different groups of people that you do certain things with.
Yeah.
And, like, the people that you've met, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, those are my bitches.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes I feel, like, a little bit weird, like, being, like, like, overly affectionate.
Why?
I don't know.
In, like, general?
Just, like, in friendships. Friends.
Okay.
Just, like, in friendships. Like, I don't know. I can't describe it. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I've always been like that, though. Even, like, before I came out. Like, it was just, like,
you're very boundary.
I don't want
no
weird shit.
Yeah. Like, you make sure you don't want shit. The lines blurred.
Yeah.
But like, do you think, like, because you dated guys before, like, you have to have those boundaries in dating guys? And now that, like, you did switch and started dating women, mm-hmm. you felt like you still had to carry those boundaries because, you know, like, some of these people don't have any.
Right.
I feel like, as you know, at least in, like, women friend groups, mm-hmm. it's not that there aren't boundaries, but I feel like it's just that bestie vibe where it's just,
right,
you tell each other everything, you do everything together, blah, blah, blah. It's just like that sister energy. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, maybe that has changed over the years.
Yeah.
And people don't, not everybody see, like, friendships that way. But, mm-hmm. I mean, guys do nutty buddy shit together, too. It be the guys that are the most affectionate with each other.
I heard some weird stuff about guys. Yeah. Like,
but show your friends some love, yo. I mean, even if it's a I love you, give them a hug every once in a while. You know, step out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying you have to be up there, right, up there wazoo, but those little, like, gestures go a long way because you don't know what they are or what they aren't getting at home, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we would like to think that our friends tell us everything. And, you know, I do my best to tell my friends everything. I would hope, you know, that's reciprocated. But still, like, we're not there day in and day out walking paths with each other. So, mm-hmm. you know, definitely show that little bit of love to your friends because, right, whew, we need it in this lifetime.
Right. I guess this is something to think about when you're, like, asking yourself, like, am I attracted to them physically, or do I admire, like, their personality or, like, their intelligence? Like, sometimes you just admire, like, one specific thing about a person, and then, like, they become, like, attractive to you in that way. And that's why other people really don't understand. Or sometimes you're like, I'm attracted to them sexually, but romantically I would never be in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's been a lot of people that I've dated, I felt that way. But, like, you can't really say that. You can't be that honest, honestly. But, yeah.
I also think, like, as I've said before, I've dealt with people that I felt like should have just been friends and I shouldn't have passed, like, thresholds with, whether that had been, oh, like, a kiss or sharing, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. flirting moments or just, like, anything outside of the friendship norm.
Let's go into the family meeting.
Yeah.
You want to read
this one? This is probably the quickest we ever got to the family meeting.
Do you want to get to read it?
Just, you know, watch the battery over there. Mm-hmm. Hi, smiley face. I'm in a situation where I have a long-term girlfriend, but my best friend recently confessed to me that she is platonically in love with me. Me and my best friend are extremely close, and we truly love and care for each other as friends, so it makes sense that she feels that way. I also admitted that I feel the same way towards her. The only thing that is confusing is that she tried to kiss me the last time we hung out. She is very straight and has a boyfriend, so I didn't think much of it. But it's still a thought in my head that I can't get past. Do you guys see anything wrong with this situation, or am I overthinking?
Wow.
Whoa, pump the brakes, Sarah. I don't know if that's their name. I'm kidding.
It's funny because literally it ties in with our episode.
Yeah. So is it like, did she kiss you and she liked it? Like, what happened?
I don't know, because she said platonic, so I feel like it's just kind of like one of those situations where she's just trying to experiment kissing a girl, and it is what it is, but I don't think it's going to move
Stop. First of all, let me say something. Oh, Milo, sorry. Stop trying experiments on your besties.
Right.
Like, go, if you want to explore, do that shit outside, somewhere else, with people you don't know. Stop exploring with people within your circle and that you know. I mean, unless you're both on the same vibe, ultimately, there are so many other people out there you could figure it out with. Like, I'm not saying it'll ruin the friendship, but if you really don't know the extent of this, like, mm-hmm. you know, exploring that you want to do and curiosity that you have, like, it kind of could, you know, damage the friendship a little bit. So it's like, know what you're getting into ultimately. But listen, besties, we got to start finding other people to do it with, because besties just can't be besties anymore. Do you feel like you almost think about it because you liked it, or you're just curious of where she stands? Like, what makes you, I don't know. I mean, she definitely shouldn't have made the move on you.
And she has a boyfriend.
Yeah. So, like, what was the purpose of her kissing you? Was it just to figure it out? Maybe to see if there was any romantic
attraction? She was trying to have fun. She was just trying to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are both in a relationship. So already that's kind of wrong, because it's like, you know that. We're both in relationships. So you're kind of jeopardizing our friendship right now. You guys had the conversation that you platonically love each other, and that was okay to share. But was that, like, did that give permission to, you know, exceed the physical aspect of your friendship? I don't know. Like, just because I said I love you back, or I feel the same way, was not an open door for you to, you know, try it. I don't know. I mean, unless you gave her permission, then by all means, hey. All right, family meet number two. Recently, I started attending the gym more consistently. During that time, a girl began to say goodnight to me whenever we were in the locker room. I noticed her a few times in the gym prior because she's very attractive. We don't communicate while working out. I recently noticed she stopped saying goodnight to me. I wasn't sure if she was welcoming me to introduce myself or if she was just being friendly. I noticed how pretty she is, and now I want to make a move, but not sure if she likes girls. What should I do? How should I talk to her? I don't know. Maybe just take the initiative to say goodnight to her, or hello to her.
You should try to get, like, her Instagram. What?
I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, I feel like nobody just, like, people don't be that friendly nowadays to be saying goodnight in the gym. First of all, there's so many people in the gym. Like, what are you saying goodnight to me? You saying goodnight to everybody else?
Like, yeah, but if you're the only one in the, it's not like everybody. Listen, how many times have you gone in the locker room and there's somebody in there every time, or in the same area that you're in?
Not that much.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So.
So what? So you think she's just being friendly?
She could be, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a hit or miss. I'm not saying, you know, don't shoot your shot. If you're catching vibes, by all means, shoot your shot. But yeah, just, I guess, like, she already stopped saying hi or something. Like, now it's your turn to take the initiative. So take the initiatives, you know? It doesn't have to be in the same way that she did.
Right.
You know, whatever that looks like for you, you could just be like, hey, like,
I mean, y'all could just be like gym buddies, nothing crazy.
Yeah. Like, oh, I like your gym fit. Because the way these girls be, listen, the way these women be going to the gym nowadays, like, they be decked out. So you could be like, yo, I like your gym fit. They be in their matching sets. Yeah. Like, yo, like, not to be weird, but, you know, what workout are you into? Because.
Yeah, well, what's your workout plan?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to get into it. Yeah,
send me your Instagram inspo.
You're like, listen, if you ever need a workout buddy, because sometimes this is hard to get in here some days, you know. Right. So I just need motivation. Uh-huh. So I'm here if you need that. we full of shit, because I would be in the corner like this,
like, what?
Oh, fuck her. Hold on, she's not looking at me.
I can't.
But yeah, I mean, just talk to her. Not make it a big deal. At the end of the day, it's not like you're immediately asking her, hey, do you like girls? Do you want to go out? It doesn't matter. Catch the vibe first. Get to know the person first. Because even though she's super attractive, you don't really know the type of attraction you're really going to have to her. You see her and you think she's beautiful, but once she talks, or you know what she does, or, you know, those things change. It flips like a switch.
And you're like, ah.
Yeah, and then all that gas and like all the hype you put in your head about, because now you've created this idea of the person because you want to get to know them so bad, and then they're not at all that person, and now you disappointed as fuck, and you're already like, you already got this person intrigued in you, and now you got to let them down. Like
This is
it's just
just tragic. This is tragic.
But yeah. I hope that goes well for you if you see her again. Don't be
Don't be
shy.
shy.
If she doesn't say anything or she doesn't, give back, then that's fine. You tried.
I think we have time for one more. Let me see.
Oh, she wanna give another.
Let's see what we got. I dated my last ex for 5 years. I thought I would marry this woman. After we graduated college, things got a bit complicated. She got a full-time job an hour away from her place, and I worked from home. Long story short, she cheated on me with a guy coworker less than a month into her role. I always doubted her level of commitment, and she's definitely someone who needs physical closeness to keep any relationship alive. I, on the other hand, could be 1,000 miles away from her, and I would never disrespect her. While we had a few bumpy roads in between, I couldn't let this one slide. So for a month after I found out, we tried to keep communication and slightly work on it, but I couldn't move past it, especially because when I found out, she made me feel like it was my fault she cheated. She called me one morning to finalize the breakup. It was super random because she had sent a meme like 6 minutes before doing so. That's wild. How are you sending memes and then you break up with
Trying
me?
to soften the
Come
blow.
on, loca. Anyways, it's been almost 2.5 years since that happened.
Dang.
I've gotten therapy, traveled, and he healed parts of me I didn't know needed healing. And yet I have this deep fear that it will happen again someday. I heard once on your podcast someone say, "I'm not an experiment." How do I balance that with also being open to someone who has probably never been with a woman?
What's the question?
She said, I heard once on your podcast someone say, "I'm not an experiment." How do I balance that with also being open to someone who has probably never been with a woman?
I think just knowing the intentions of that person, because there are women out here who are opening up and exploring their sexuality, but they're also not doing it in a, I keep thinking of the word skeevy. They're not doing it in a skeevy way. I don't know. You just have like you can tell by the intent of a person. You have women who really are intrigued, interested, and they're like, I want to do this with you because I like you, not just because I want to explore this with another woman. So it's hard to tell, but again, it's just getting to know the person and seeing what it is that they're looking from, what you guys are creating.
And I also just think like being honest with whoever it is that you're like dating, and like if they claim that, that they're looking for something serious, like you have to kind of let them know, like, no, I'm looking for something serious based on the bullshit that I've had to deal with in the past. Like, I'm really not looking to get hurt again
And it's hard because
in
I
that
feel
way.
like we're such in an era where all people want to do is the mess around. So it's like, they want to be together for a little bit, things get hard, they want to give up, they want to go on to the next. Everybody want to be in the honeymoon phase. Everybody, as we've said before, options are super easy nowadays to get the attention of another person. So like just to piggyback off what you said, it's letting the person know, like, if they're telling you, "Oh, this is my first time, I'm trying to explore this," you could be like, "That's great. I love that for you, and I wish you the best, but I just want you to know that like I'm not here on experiment basis. Like I'm looking for serious, or I'm willing to date someone who wants to like who is looking to not just long term, but like actually want to be with a woman, not just mess around and see if I want to be like, for sure, like, mm-hmm. this is what I want.
Right.
It, they may not be sure about you per se, but mm-hmm. I'm sure I want to mess with the woman. Or, yeah. like, I want to be with the woman.
Right.
So, just sometimes you got to ask the questions. We can't be scared to be, like, yeah, asking what people's intent are.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to be honest.
Yeah, valid.
Honestly. So they're not wasting your time and their time. But, yeah, that was a good one.
That's it. Right, we got 40 minutes. Yep.
Yep. All right, y'all. This was a short episode, but we hope that you guys enjoyed it. Remember that we're going to do a meetup the 26th of April. It's a Friday night in Jersey City. So please come out if you are in the area. But yeah, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Deuce, deuce, mother goose.
Bye.